You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Our next story comes from our crowdsourced journalism project, Hey Area, where you ask the questions and we find the answers. A listener from East Oakland asked, where's the best place in East Oakland to buy fresh produce with a WIC voucher? WIC is a federally funded special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. Food vouchers from the program help low-income families buy fruits and vegetables. Studies have shown that proper nutrition can help improve health outcomes and lower health care costs. But in the East Oakland Flatlands, which has been long considered a food desert, it's hard to find what you need. In this story from our archives, we partnered with Oakland Voices, a program that trains East Bay residents to tell the stories of their neighborhoods. Reporter Tony DeKeepa went out to find the best options for families enrolled in WIC.
Cardenas Market on High Street is busy even on a Thursday afternoon. I'm here on the hunt for fresh fruits and vegetables. Cardenas is one of its stores in East Oakland where WIC recipients can get those healthy fruits and vegetables. On my way through the parking lot, I have to wade through a thick cloud of barbecue smoke. Once inside, I can see how it's sometimes hard to make healthier eating choices.
Immediately in the store, you smell sugar cooking in the panaderia section that we have to walk by in order to get to the produce section.
Overcoming those minor obstacles, I successfully arrive at my destination. A large, well-stocked, fresh produce section with a wide variety of products reflective of the culturally diverse community that East Oakland is.
Napa cabbage. So we got some bok choy, some huazontle.
To learn more about the program, I spoke to Ninoska Ayala, WIC director for the Native American Health Center, one of the four locations in East Oakland where families can sign up. Ayala has a personal connection to the program as well.
I know how valuable WIC is in the community. My own story is that my mom also was a WIC participant.
To receive WIC vouchers, recipients need to have a nutrition assessment and get nutrition education on a regular basis. Moms can even sign up for WIC while they're still pregnant.
Then we get the infants when they're starting with breast milk, the most important start, sacred food. And then starting them off from, infants to up to age 5. So we're getting the foundational years to start really healthy habits.
Even with the needed support, families enrolled in the program still face the challenge of making their limited resources last. They must address issues like inadequate access to vendors that accept the vouchers, limited supply of products at some of those stores, and even the quality of the products that are available at those locations. It's a delicate balancing act that can have lifelong consequences. A recent federal study found that children in the WIC program are less likely to consume sugar-sweetened beverages than children of the same age who aren't in the program. There are several types of stores that accept WIC vouchers for fresh produce. The first type is WIC specialty stores. Two of these stores are located right next door to WIC clinics, making them the most convenient locations to buy fresh produce with WIC vouchers.
So you sometimes don't know this is a WIC allowable food, and you may get to the line and find out it's not. So WIC only store, that's the positive, that they only carry things that are allowable to buy.
Unfortunately, the flip side is that the selection at the WIC specialty stores is limited, and most of the produce that they do carry comes prepackaged in plastic bags with corporate logos on them. Some small neighborhood markets are also authorized to accept WIC vouchers. They may or may not have a better selection to choose from, but they can be more convenient for those who live nearby. There are also corporate chain grocery stores in East Oakland. Like Cardenas Market on High Street, these stores have a better selection of fresh produce to choose from, and two of them even have organic sections.
So I think that the benefits of a large chain store is typically they have a lot more variety, and they don't run out of things as quickly.
However, families might face additional challenges when trying to use WIC vouchers at these larger chain stores.
I think the downside is that they have a turnover in cashiers, and so training them to know what is an allowable food sometimes isn't doesn't happen. And so what we've heard is participants having to show and prove, no, this is an allowable food. It says so here in the booklet, or, you know, and sometimes they don't have their booklet with them.
What Ayal is talking about points out the stigma attached to using a government check to buy your groceries. It's hard to find participants who want to talk to me on the record about it. But I finally find neighborhood resident Yesenia at the WIC specialty store in the Eastmont Mall.
To be honest, I really don't care what people think.
Though she's open to talking about her experiences, she still doesn't want us to use her last name. She says that the WIC specialty store is convenient and meets her needs. She also admits that the checkout process can be challenging at other types of WIC-authorized stores, like Cardinus, where she sometimes shops.
Well, yeah, because you have to put everything you buy with voucher separately from the other things that you buy with money.
Accompanying Yesenia on the shopping trip is her 3-year-old daughter, Allison.
She loves tomatoes and celery and broccoli, dip it in ranch sauce. But she doesn't like it cooked. She likes it raw.
Before saying goodbye, I ask Yesenia if she ever shops at a farmer's market.
Yes, I was planning to go this Saturday.
Interestingly, though, she's planning on going to a farmer's market in the neighboring city of San Leandro because she's unaware that there's one in East Oakland that accepts WIC vouchers. The farmer's market at the Fruitvale Transit Village takes place year-round on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. These markets have a culturally relevant variety of fresh, seasonal, locally grown products that you can purchase directly from the people who grow them. The farmers also know how to process WIC vouchers. I spoke with Tiffany Wright, property manager at the Fruitvale Village.
For me personally, I have a grandson. I'm a mom. So I've seen, especially being African American, that if you don't watch your sugar levels, you don't eat healthier, that you will have debilitating diseases later on in life, such as diabetes, obesity. It's rampant in our neighborhoods because there's no grocery store. You have the corner store with the chips and the soda versus having a store that's fully functional that can offer better choices.
Fruitvale may seem to be out of the way for someone from deep East Oakland, but Wright says that the transit village is actually easy to get to.
And they're able to catch BART. We're also a hub for AC Transit, so it's really accessible to deep east, to West Oakland.
But is a farmer's market better than a grocery store?
Oh, do you really want me to go there? Well, I feel the farmer's market is better than a grocery store because, one, we're supporting local growers. A grocery store, you don't know where your vegetables and fruits are coming from. In here, it's homegrown. It's local. We know our farmers, and we're trying to support them.
Under a state program, WIC providers like Native American Health Center have been doing outreach at the farmers market, enrolling families in the program and giving them additional food vouchers that they can use here at the farmers market. Returning to our original question of where is the best place in East Oakland to buy fresh produce with WIC vouchers, the answer that I found is this. The best option is the option that works best for each individual family. Accessibility, convenience, price, and food quality are all factors that must be considered. Fortunately, thanks to the WIC program, families in East Oakland do have some options for where they can buy fresh produce. In the flatlands of East Oakland, I'm Tony DeKeepa for Cross Currents.
Tony worked with KALW's Trug Nguyen. That story originally aired in July 2018, a collaboration between Oakland Voices and KALW as part of our project, The Sights and Sounds of East Oakland. Find more stories from the project at KALW.org.